The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
In the past few years, I've been in a lot of meetings. I've been in workshops, small groups, team huddles, you name it. I have sat through it. And one thing I've noticed is that every person who leads a meeting has their own unique style. Some walk in with the vaguest agenda you've ever seen. Something like, talk about things. And that's the whole plan. Others bring in this like 3-page agenda that's so ambitious there is no hope of finishing even the first page before the time runs out. And then there are a rare few who hit the Goldilocks zone. The agenda is just right. Intentional, realistic, and actually useful. After watching dozens of leaders, facilitators, and I'll call them accidental meeting hosts, here's what I've learned. If you're leading a meeting, you have to prepare. Not to micromanage the conversation, but to give it a purpose. You need to know 3 things before you walk into any room where you're going to be the one leading a meeting. What absolutely has to get done in this meeting? What would be nice to get done in this meeting? And what could have easily been and will be an email after the fact? Because let's be honest, half of what ends up in meetings should have never been a meeting at all. But preparation is only the beginning. Once the meeting starts, the role of the leader shifts from planner to facilitator. See, you're not there to be a lecturer. You're not there to dominate. You're not there to hold a one-person TED Talk. You are there to guide the discussion, gently, but intentionally. That means that you kind of have to help the quiet people know their voices are welcome. It means giving the overenthusiastic folks permission to pause. It means nudging the conversation back on track when it starts to drifting off towards a land of random updates that nobody needs. You see, somewhere along the way, many people forgot what meetings are actually for. Meetings aren't meant to be general check-ins. They're not meant to be shared to-do list. They're not meant to be a weekly status confessional for what you've gotten done or not done. Meetings exist for one reason, to do things that cannot be accomplished without the group being together. It's for coordination, decision-making, collaboration, creativity, alignment. These are things that justify a meeting. And here's one more truth that it's going to sting a little. If you're the leader and you're doing 90% of the talking in a coordination meeting, that's no longer a coordination meeting. That's a dictatorship with snacks. Your team isn't participating. They aren't engaging. They aren't contributing. They're just observing and listening. A good meeting, it isn't a performance. It's a conversation. And a good leader isn't the star of the show. They are the conductor. They're making sure that all the instruments play in harmony. Because leadership isn't about filling the room with your voice. It's about creating space where other voices actually matter. So next time you lead a meeting, remember this. Prepare with purpose. Facilitate with intention. And speak just enough to help others speak more. And if we did that, maybe, just maybe, meetings would stop being something we all dread and start being something that actually gets things done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.